I watch people's business crumble because they react. They just like lash out and they like,
yeah,
they clap back.
Clap back, not shine back.
No, they're not shining at all.
Mm-mm.
They're like throwing mud on that mirror.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Well, hello, Evans. Welcome back to another episode of your own show.
Hello, Lori. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on. This is
It's a real pleasure.
It's, you know what? It's a pleasure-filled day. And this is questionably awesome. And
it is.
If you're wondering if it's awesome.
It is.
That is. It is what it is.
And it's awesome.
And so it is.
And so it is written.
Forever and ever, amen.
Thank you.
Who was the country singer who sang that? I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
Was that
forever and ever? You know, at the end, yes, when he goes like 27 times.
Randy Travis?
Randy.
Where
did he go?
Wasn't he in some Lifetime movies too? I feel like he did some.
He totally
movies.
Did some Christmas movies.
He did.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, he's wooing someone and he just busts out, yes, a banjo and like, I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen.
Randy Travis.
Randy Travis, everyone. Reviving him.
He's coming back.
I don't think he needed us, but
he didn't.
He might have.
But he liked that shout out, probably.
You know what? You know what's so weird is when you, this is the, this is going to be the stupidest thing I've ever said. Maybe, probably not at all. But when you go and you look at your like 80s idols,
yeah,
and they have like 212 Instagram followers and you're like, how do people not know about these
That's
people?
That's so true.
I feel like I have to be like, oh, next generation, follow meet Randy them. Travis.
Here he is.
How are you less interested in this man right now?
Right. They need to do some research onto people that
came before them.
Yes. Hey,
these
do you want
your country ancestors?
Respect them.
Respect.
Do you know what time it is?
What time? It's hump day.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
But
what time is it?
Don't you think it's neat? It's 7:41 a.m.
Oh my God. That's early, you guys. You guys don't understand.
I just want people to know
it's
that.
It's Bliss Week, and she came over at 7:30 a.m.
But you have so much to do.
And you do, too. Do you know what's just so great? She offered me 9 p.m. or 7:30, and I was like, since grandma doesn't do after 8 o'clock, like, we don't do that.
How's 9 p.m.?
You know, I recorded a quickie last night at like 9. It was terrible.
You did?
No offense, everyone. I just, my brain was
Enjoy.
Like, ugh, rocks are from the earth.
I bet it's better than you think.
I don't know.
We'll
you know,
see.
They get to find a lesson in releasing,
yes,
a bad podcast. So,
yes.
You know what? Don't leave me. Don't judge me on that or I'm going to judge you hard.
Yeah, you better stick around.
Stick around through the bad and the good. This is a marriage. All right. You got a quote?
I do. I don't even know what it means.
We do good in the morning.
It says, there are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man.
I just like that.
I like that. You want to unpack it real quick?
I think it means be positive and shine back when someone holds that flame.
I felt that.
Did you feel that?
Yeah. Like a shine back.
A shine back.
Yeah. Instead of a clap back when you're like,
yeah, I'm a shine back.
Lashing out. I'm going to shine back at you.
Shine back.
Like even in the darkness, you could probably find a star in that mirror and,
yes,
be like, look at. This is what you got. You didn't even know because it's dark out, but you had a star up there.
It's called a shine back.
Shine back. I love that.
That's nice.
Shine back is good.
That's a. You need to write that down. I'm going
to
write that
down. You need to write that down. That's not mine. That's all you. That's your new book.
Shine back.
That's your new book.
Hey, what's your quote?
Hey, mine is super basic. And I love it because it's really, I think as an event comes, it's always such a good reminder. Oh, let me read it first so then I'll talk about it. Only you can change your life. No one can do it for you. And you know what? I think everybody said it.
So that's so true.
And I just want to say, I think so many people come to, or they do programs, they listen to podcasts, they read books, hoping that that person can somehow change their life. But really, it's not them ever changing your life. It's you changing your perspective on your current life, which then starts to reflect and change the current reality that you're in.
Yes.
And I think that the second we start relying on someone to change our life, it just gets all muddy.
It gets really muddy.
Oh, yeah. It's like a big turd sandwich.
It is the turdiest sandwich.
The turd. It is Turdsville.
You got to drive your own driver's
mud truck.
Mud truck. You got to drive your own driver's.
You got to be a driver through the mud. All right, mud ducks. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
So do we've got a something?
We got a review of the week.
Yeah, we do.
I really liked I liked this because the name is I Love 444. And I also love the number 4. That's who've left the review. So
I love 444. You know that's those are angel numbers.
Really?
I think it's like confirmation like that your creator, whatever you want to call it, God is like within that decision or that moment. Supposedly. Oh. I looked it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's weird that you knew that and I picked this one.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Weird. Okay. This one says, I love Lori's podcast for so many reasons. Not only does she pop on to share stories of success and failure, she reminds us constantly that there's always time to be made for yourself, which is so important in our technology-obsessed, fast-paced world. Thank you for all you do, Lori.
Oh, my God. Could you read that again? I was on Instagram. I'm just kidding. I loved that review. What was her name again?
I love 444, or is it one love 444?
I don't know. Oh. I love 444 or one love 444. Thank you so much for that amazing review. I'm telling you, we like read these reviews and we're like, really?
Yeah.
Really? This is awesome. All right.
We're still that was just, so nice.
I still feel like there's a fake world out there of a fake audience that we're like.
Me too.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what's cool?
I accept that.
Is seeing them on Insta stories and you're like, this is a real person.
Yeah. It's not a bot.
No. Well, I don't think so.
I don't know, but.
We hope not.
We hope not.
I don't know, but I like this fake world we're living in.
Me too. So. I love robots.
I do too. You know that in the future, they want to. No, I can't confirm any of this. So take it for what you want. Oh, you were there.
What?
But where? We were talking about on the cruise ship when we were talking about how in the future, we might just have sleeves for bodies. You guys, it's not like the real sleeve. They're going to call these bodies sleeves. It's not like
I did not like that conversation.
It's not like you're going to be sliding into an arm sleeve. But they're trying to like see if they can capture. This is part real and not real. But this is a conversation some people in like the science-y world are having.
Totally.
Science-y spiritual world. Like if they can capture like
the
soul and like your mind and put it into like basically like a robotic body.
Right.
Now, in my personal opinion, now I don't know much about science.
I don't either.
But I don't know if I can put my soul in a sleeve. So
meaning that I can put it in my pocket.
Is that a soul in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Hey, big soul you got there.
You got a giant soul. All right. That's great.
Oh.
So great review.
Great review.
I loved it. And you know what? These reviews are so exciting because it is what helps a podcast get out there.
Yes, that was really kind.
So super kind. Like if we had kind bars, I'd be sending them to her.
Oh, I wish we did have kind bars.
Instead, we'll send.
I need one.
Yeah, I would too. That's the problem with them. I eat them.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, this is a great bar. I'm going to have 47.
I'll have 20,000
until I feel full. Great.
Which is never.
Which is exactly the marketing they want.
Full.
So
great job, kind
never
bars.
Full. I'm just, my nickname is never full. It's great. And I think that's the nickname of like a bag.
Yeah,
it is. A Louis Vuitton bag. The never full.
Oh,
except
wow.
I could fill that baby up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. With all your goodies.
Oh, yeah. With snacks.
With snacks.
Not the squirrel.
Nope.
If you don't know, oh, Snacks and someone, is a squirrel.
Yeah, say how Snacks is doing because someone was asking.
Oh, everybody's asking. They just want to know how Snacks, my squirrel who comes every day, is. And he's doing super good. He missed yesterday, which was a little odd because I had so many snacks lined up on the wall.
You did?
Yes. He never came for him, which is weird because Friday night a raccoon came for the rest of the snacks.
Maybe he's back home telling people to come on down.
I don't think so. He seems super selfish. Like, I like him, but he's very self-centered.
Yeah, he needs to work on that.
Yeah. Did I tell you he came up with both hands and banged on the window? Both hands.
The thought of a little squirrel just banging, hey!
I was like, he is from the East Coast for sure. He was like, let me in here! What are you doing? Where's my snacks? You didn't even put it out today, lady. Idiot!
Open the door.
Open the door, idiot. There's my Wathans.
One time I was at a football game in New York and this guy behind us goes, hey, fathead, sit down. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever been a part of. I don't know who was probably talking to me. Yo, fathead.
Hey, fathead. You're like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, I felt like I was gaining weight.
Yeah.
I knew it. Why didn't you tell me I look fat today?
It was just so great.
Football games are intense.
They're
like,
so intense.
They just whip out all the mean stuff there. Like,
really
I went to
do.
A Vikings game in Packer gear. Don't ever
That's scary.
Wear your hometown gear to another stadium unless you want to go home with popcorn and soda in your hair.
Yeah, you're toast.
I'm just saying. I was like, well, I'm going to look on the bright side and say free popcorn. In
That's
a very
good.
Accessible area of my hair.
Yeah, you could just pull it out and have a snack.
I was like, you don't even know that you messed with someone who likes snacks in their hair.
Yeah, joke's on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, turn around and like, popcorn in my hair. I like it. All right, so we got that review done.
Yes.
And we're sending you something awesome.
Yep. Send us your address.
It's going to be
customer
a surprise.
Service.
Customer service at LoriHarder.com. Thanks.
Sponsored. I have a great question for you.
Oh, man. I have a decent answer.
Okay.
I have a less than good answer.
It's from at Karen Janae. What are your go-tos for keeping your mind and heart peaceful and positive?
Oh, prayer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation. Walking.
Love walking.
I mean, honestly, I'm in a place where I could lose it real quick. And I've noticed it. Like, you can go down the spiral with events coming up and you're helping so much with this event and you're probably in the same exact place of like, you can go down. I mean, this is just an
so
example
fast.
For life. Like, this is just one example of every single thing that we can spiral out of. Like, mm-hmm. it could be a family event coming up. It could be anything that has any emotional charge to it, any anxiety, it has the potential to turn into a freaking living nightmare if you
really
don't.
Does.
I mean, anything. I could literally take a walk outside and start picturing like the electrical lines coming to meet me and strangle me. Like,
could be scary.
I had a friend who literally was that scared all the time.
Oh,
she was
no.
like, no, like sometimes I'll picture the electrical wires like
what?
Just popping off and coming towards her car waving wildly like snakes.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God, I met someone who's more anxious than me.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That just actually made me feel so much better.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, wear a rubber suit. You'll be fine.
Yeah, just rubber soles. Yeah. You're good.
She's going to be fine. And she's still okay. So, and
totally
that was 20
okay.
years ago. But back to the answer.
Yes.
It is just knowing that your mind is here to keep you safe, and if you don't get control over it, like, it's not your reality. That is your mind, like, spinning a reality to keep you as safe as possible. Like, if your mind mm-hmm. could, it would keep you in a hole, like, for sure, underneath
yes.
the earth, like 75 layers underneath the earth. That's very far.
Yes. That's a lot of layers in the earth.
You need to answer this because I'm going on a weird tangent. It's early. You go.
It's early. I agree. I would say walking and trying to take a step back to get a little perspective.
Definitely.
Right?
A step back for sure. Like stopping and even maybe talking to somebody.
Yes.
Because, man, when we isolate ourselves and we think we're working stuff out on our own, it's probably like not going well or quickly.
Right.
I feel like sometimes when you can just bring it to light and you can be like, yeah, you're right. That is a little bit, I mean, I'm going down the crazy spiral
just
right now.
Just having a little sounding board.
So prayer.
Prayer.
Meditation. getting around other people, because I'm telling you, the second you bring it to light or talk about it, it just loses all of its energy.
Yes.
Do you talk to your mom?
Yeah, I talk to my mom way too much probably. But
there's never, I'm going to start talking to your mom because she seems like she would probably tell me to wear more clothes, first of all, but then we'd get to something meaty.
Yeah.
We'd dive right in after that.
Yeah. For years, she was buying me shirts that were like, wait, two sizes too big. And then finally I started working retail and they're like, why do you always pick things that are too big? I'm like, oh, this isn't my size.
And why do you always wear a slip over your pants?
Why do you always have a huge suit on? Anyway, that was a great answer.
Sending out love to mama today.
Yes.
We really are. We just love her.
Yeah.
She's just the best.
She's great.
I feel like she helped us. She helped us so I feel like she indirectly has helped me so much.
So
because
much.
Because you call her all the time and she helps
Too
you.
Too much.
Like you come in so happy and I'm just like, this is the help of your mother. Send her love.
Thanks, mom.
This is slip money. Give this to her. She get herself something
My
new.
My slip fund.
A new slip. All right.
Okay. Here's a good one. It's from @KSPadalik. How do you deal with negativity in your business?
Oh, well, I just block and delete. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, that is part of it. You can't have all that negativity.
Negative.
The Negity.
You know what? We're going to call you Negity Nelly.
Negity Nelly.
You know what?
Get.
That is a part of it. Mm-hmm. If anybody's on your social or come, that's literally, if you don't block and delete, you're inviting that person into your home.
Yes.
And into your heart. And then what happens is they're like black liquid ink and they seep into everything and they're like, and they steal all of the joy around. They feed on joy. They're like, I'm hungry for joy. Yeah,
give me that.
It's like Ursula. Just
Ooh,
like,
yeah, I can picture that.
Yeah, she's like, whoa. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
And you're allowing it. So, and that's what I always think when something super negative comes in. I'm like, okay, let's take the emotional charge out of this. Like that's literally what you need to say, because here's the thing, you guys, we take it so personally and we think it's us and we think we have to defend and we think that we have to like explain ourselves. And the more you go down that spiral, the worse it's actually going to get for you.
Right.
And defending is like an opt-in. So when I say that, like, I mean that when you defend yourself, you're actually creating a charge and you're putting propane on that fire. So it's like saying that part of it is true. So you do need to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. Everything that's happened to me in my business when I've taken the role of, hey, they're going through their own thing. Like, I'm just going to leave that there and I'm not going to say a word. And I'm going to kind of like mind my own business. I'm going to double down on love. I'm going to double down on the positivity. And maybe I kind of talk about the situation, but I'm not going to name names or whatever, but
sure.
Say where I'm at. I'm going to just work through it. I'm going to talk to somebody who's been through this before, and I'm going to start to take the charge out of whatever happened and know that I'm just mirroring something to them that really bothers them. It's not actually me.
Exactly.
So that's been really huge for me. And here's the thing. When I say don't defend yourself, obviously, if there's something that you really need to say or stand up for or say how you feel, but then let it go and say it. I'm telling you, do not say anything to the person or the situation until you can actually say it from a place of love and understanding. And when I say understanding, just understanding that they're in a different place than you.
Good call.
This has literally like saved my business, because I watch people's business crumble because they react. They just like lash out and they like, they clap back.
Clap back, not shine back.
No, they're not shining at all. Mm-mm. They're like throwing mud on that mirror.
That's not good unless it's a mud mask.
Yeah, no, mud masks are great.
Yeah.
From what I hear, I've never used one.
Me neither, but I'd like to.
Besides at the beach.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, a mud mask on. My skin's getting nice. Okay, that's enough. Wow. You know when you just can't retract.
Yeah, it's all good.
How about you? What do you do about negativity in your life?
I kind of try to catch myself when I feel it coming in and just do that pause. And
how do you do you catch yourself? In your mind, what's the sentence?
I think I can just feel it in my gut. I'm like, ooh, that didn't feel good.
Yeah.
And I need to stop that.
Yeah. Like constipation. Like
it's exactly like constipation.
It kind of is. Sometimes you're like, do I have to go to the bathroom or am I just really
being
upset?
A jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's try to release being a jerk and go to the bathroom at the same time.
Exactly.
Okay, keep going.
And I like what you said about releasing the charge because a lot of times if you just take a step back and you're like, okay, let's just look at this. Let's not say something. What's that saying about, didn't Abraham Lincoln said when you have, Abraham Lincoln said, I think I read somewhere that he said, like when you're writing and you're angry or something, write it all down and then throw it away.
Oh, that's good.
And just let it out.
Yeah, that's so good. It
you
does.
Don't send that.
We forget that as human beings, like in order to, so energy wants to move and an emotion is just energy. If we think that we're going to solve it ourselves and not let it out,
right?
Like it's going to fester and it's going to bother you. So letting it out doesn't have to be with people all of the time. Letting it out can be on paper or in private, just like gas. You don't need to do that in large crowds.
You're right. Sometimes it happens.
And sometimes that's funny to do and blame the biggest guy there because it's definitely not the girl. Chris and I always talk about that. He's like, why do girls fart in public? Because then they blame the guys who's around. And I'm always the guy that's around. I'm like, wow, this must be like a deep-rooted issue for you.
Yeah.
Partially because there might be some truth to it.
I've been blamed for toots my whole life.
It's like in Soul Cycle. You know what I mean? And he's like, it's mostly all girls. And when someone toots, everyone looks at me. I'm like...
That is awkward when you, but sometimes you have to toot in class.
You know, I hope you're not that person, but sometimes you do have to.
Yeah, I'm usually able to hold it in. I don't think it's happened to me, but
I'm going to make, I truly, like, we need to go back to those charcoal pants because wouldn't it just be the most awesome thing to just be like, and have it be like, wow, do I smell potpourri?
Yeah. Oh, that smells nice, like roses.
And you're like, oh, I made that. They call me the, what is that? Is that a glade plot? What's the thing that goes, not a butt.
Yeah, I was like a toot.
The little Airwick when you walk in a room.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, psst. Like you could just take all the crowd and be like, oh, that's my pants. Like, what is that beautiful smell? And you're like, me.
It's me. Bye.
Just walk up to circles of people and be like, bye. Blessings.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, if anybody takes that trademark, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's trademark? The trademark?
The trademark is Airwick pants.
Airwick pants.
I think Airwick might already be trademarked, but.
But Airwick pants aren't.
That's true. What we could call them Airwalk pants. There used to be Airwalk shoes. I just remembered that.
Yeah,
they were the coolest shoes in the world. Well, I thought so. Most everyone didn't think so, but I did because I was a wannabe, like, you know, skater snowboarder. So I was like, Airwalks.
Yeah.
Coolest.
I like
you
those.
Wear Nikes. You're ridiculous.
You're
and now
silly.
I'm like, oh, Nikes are great. All right. So was there another cue? Because we gotta get this cue ball going.
Oh, yeah. There is a, how about this one? I thought this was really fun. Rebecca Faulkner asked, what has been a common misconception about you now or in the past?
Oh, that's so good because I was thinking how much of my non-business it is to care about what people think of me or to figure that out.
Yeah.
So a misconception. Oh, this is a common one. When I was in the fitness world, it was just like that I'm just really into like fitness and nutrition and that I've always been fit. That was that's all I heard. Like, what would you know? You've always been fit or you've always like, you've always had it easy. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I totally get how people think that. And which is also why, as much as we hate social media, it's so great to be able to share your story and where you came from, because I would never even, I don't think I'd be passionate about health and fitness if I didn't actually have to lean on it for like emotional support. It
True.
Was such a spiritual awakening for me. So I think that's the misconception, is just that it's been easy for me and that I've always been into like health and fitness, or that that's easy. What about you? What's a misconception about Evans?
Maybe Well, my first name's Hillary, and I remember when I got to my college roommate, we went potluck or whatever it is. So we didn't know it. And she was like, oh, I thought you were going to be really mean because your name was Hillary.
Oh my God, that's so funny. You're
like, I hope I'm not.
You're like, actually, my name is Evans. You just changed it on the spot. Actually, my name is, what was it? Shineback.
Yeah, my name's Shineback. You ever heard of me?
You ever heard of me? I could see a common misconception for you being that you're always happy. Because I think you're always happy, but I also know that you share that you struggle.
Yes. Oh my gosh, what a great one. Yeah, people think I'm like, I am very joyful, but.
You're super joyful. I like love it being brings joyful. So much freaking joy. But I'm also aware that you're a human. Like, yes. And because we've talked about it. About how I struggle. And it just really makes me feel, actually, it makes me feel awesome to know like, wow, you can be so joyful and turn that on and let it be a choice. Cause I literally know this is really powerful for people to hear. Like I've known that you've been struggling some days, but you just come in and you freaking make a choice to like turn it on.
Well, thanks, Lori.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, thank you.
I'm dropping truth everywhere.
Well,
I'm like a farmer of truth today.
Yeah, that is true because it is a choice, I think. I think you can change you can walk in that door and you can be a negative Nilly or you can say, look,
yeah,
I'm going to choose to be. And then things just naturally start getting better and better once you make that choice.
They do. And it does not feel easy. Like I can only imagine some days you've walked in when, you know, you've told me later, like, oh my God, this was going on. And I'm like, you're shitting me. I would have thought that you just planted 47 beds of flowers. On the way here. Like, that's what I picture you doing. Like, that spot needs flowers.
More flowers, boom. Please.
Bloom. Get it? Like, it's the sound it's bloom. Bloom. Like, I see you doing that. Bloom. Bloom. And then, you know, you come in and you're like, no, I was actually like tooting all the way here. And I was angry.
It was really sad. Yeah, it's true.
I needed charcoal pants because my stomach's upset because I have been stressed out.
On the way here.
And it's not a good day. But I wouldn't have known because I would have thought you were just planting, fertilizing flowers.
Right.
You know what? You would have taken that and been like, I actually fertilize your neighbor's lawn. And I'm helping them. I just got really distracted by your big blingy ring, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, isn't it cool? Do you shine back on people with that? Are you like, shine back?
Shine back.
I'm part of a new club. She is totally into jazz.
Oh, no.
Right at this moment.
Lori.
Do tell. I gotta go, huh?
Yeah, I gotta go.
You know what, guys? We gots to go. Like, normally we don't have to go, but we gots to go today. We got Bliss Project to go pack a van.
Just a casual event.
Just casual. Just hanging out. Yep. Oh, well, this was great.
Thank you so much.
This got my energy right on up.
Me too.
If there was a thermostat, it would bust the needle.
Bam!
Mercury everywhere.
Don't drop the thermometer.
Do you remember that? They were like, you're going to die if you break a thermometer. Yes,
like which, school.
I mean, I don't know if that's truthful or not, but I think that we eat lots of fish with mercury in it. So I don't think that's good either.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm a walking thermometer now at this point. All right, guys, we're so grateful for you. We are grateful for your questions. We really feel like this one will change your life.
I really do feel like it will.
I do too. So here's to charcoal pants and... and I don't know.
Just shining back on
shining
everybody.
Back in charcoal pants.
Shining back on your charcoal pants.
We love you. Bye. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.